Gospel Meditation for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Headwaters by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week I offer a guided Ignatian meditation on this reading. This is an invitation to let the scripture enter into your heart and mind and speak personally to you. Ignatius said that meditation specifically engages our memory, thoughts, and will. We hear the word of God and we ponder it, noticing any words, images, or ideas that speak to our hearts. And we speak to God about all of this. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the meditation webpage. In last week's Gospel, we heard Peter proclaim Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus rejoiced to hear it. Peter, it seemed, had finally understood. Today's passage follows directly on from last week's. Now that Jesus has been revealed as the Christ, the Messiah, he begins to explain what all that means. It is different than what Peter and the other disciples expected. Their idea of the Messiah was a warrior who would set Israel free from its conquerors. Instead, Jesus proclaims a liberation of another kind. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace to think as God does. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves. Take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Or what can one give in exchange for their life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Or what can one give in exchange for their life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to their conduct. Jesus has just finished blessing Peter for speaking the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. And now he begins to explain what that means. That he must suffer, be killed, and then be raised. Imagine how the disciples might have felt at hearing this. How sudden the switch was from joy in having Jesus' identity acknowledged among themselves to talk of death and suffering. How confusing the phrase raised on the third day must have been. How does this change in tone affect you? Jesus calls Peter an obstacle to him, to what he must do. Peter is in the way of Jesus' mission because he is thinking as human beings do, and not as God does. What in your own life might be an obstacle to your own living out the mission of love God calls you to? Jesus fleshes out what he means by the way God thinks. That there is a cost to discipleship. It is not all about glory. That following Jesus means sacrifice. That clinging to things other than God, material possessions, wealth, status, gains us nothing in the reign of God. Is there a situation in your life where you are being invited to think more as God does, rather than as human beings do? Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about all you have reflected on and what you are feeling and thinking right now. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.